Thank you for listening to Seek the Truth. We appreciate you listening into this, and we hope that as you do, that it will be helpful to you. We're working our way through the record of Dr. Luke, Dr. Luke's diaries, and we're thinking about the message that he explained and outlined that came from the life of Jesus Christ. We're reading in Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, and I've entitled this Topsy-Turvy Thinking. What I'm really thinking about is this. There's a verse that records a statement that Jesus made. He says in verse 30 of Luke 13, "Behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who'll be last." Well, that's a kind of strange way of saying something, but you know, the first will be last, the last will be first. It's something I suppose we quote from time to time. But what did Jesus mean when he was talking about that? There's a question that he was asked slightly earlier in that same passage. And some say to him, "Lord, are there just a few who are being saved?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter in through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able." This is a principle that if a person wants to follow Jesus Christ, if they want to be a Christian, if they want to be saved and have their sins forgiven, they need to be serious about it. They need to want it. Strive to enter in. It's not that you achieve salvation by your effort. The Bible makes it very clear in the letter of Paul to the church in Ephesus, "By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, in case any man should boast." So it isn't that you become a Christian because of your own self-effort. You don't reach a level or get up to the standard and you qualify to be a Christian. It's the grace of God, that is him giving a gift of forgiveness and kindness that we don't deserve, for we all are guilty and we've all come short of the glory of God, the standard of God, and we've all sinned, we've done wrong. But Christ died to take the judgment, the punishment for our wrong. But we need to be serious about coming to Christ. And so we have to strive to enter in. And the Lord Jesus in that setting is talking about people who think they're followers of Christ because of their lifestyle and because of what they think they've done or the company they've kept. And the Lord Jesus says there's a day coming when he will say to them, "Depart from me, I never knew you." And there's others who don't think they're good enough, but by faith they've rested on Jesus Christ and they worship him and they believe he's the Lord and he died for their sins and he has washed them clean, and they will be welcomed into his presence, because the first shall be last. Those who think they're first at top of the queue, those who think they're religious, they will be excluded if they haven't rested their all on Jesus Christ. It's not by works, it's not by religion, it's resting on the person of Jesus Christ, trusting him as Lord and Saviour. Topsy-turvy thinking. I hope that you'll think the way God thinks and realise that you, like me, are sinful before God and need washed and cleansed. And if you trust the Lord Jesus and turn from your sin and trust in him, you can know that forgiveness. Thanks for listening. Come again and listen soon.